So interesting, this story where God shows up just in the nick of time and uses this teenager Samuel to speak on God's behalf. And eventually Samuel grows up and speaks to all of Israel. And then we will go on in the story to see how Samuel anoints kings as well. But for this moment in time in the God story, God shows up. And God speaks, and then God sends. And so even as we try to live in the world of this story this week, I hope we might learn and pause to listen to God. What might God be speaking to us for such a time as this in our story? Our story is a community of faith. Our story in our own individual lives. What might God be saying to us? And then how might God, as God's speaking to us, use us to speak truth in love to one another? Now, you'll notice in your bulletin today, there's something, an insert called prophetically speaking. I want you to pull that out. Prophetically speaking. I'm just going to spend a few minutes walking through this insert and then taking a moment to start listening to God even today as we worship together in the house of the Lord. I don't know that Baptists often talk about speaking prophetically to one another. Is that your experience in Baptist circles? Raise your hand if you've spoken prophetic words in a Baptist service before. None of you? Okay, well, that says a lot about us Baptists. We're not that good at it then, apparently. Or maybe we've never really learned how to speak prophetically because we think it's kind of this hocus-pocus outlandish or only left to the more charismatic denominations in the family of God. So I humbly offer these guidelines to us as we think about what it might be like, what it might sound like to be a people who speak prophetically to one another. And I owe much of my gratitude to one of my mentoring pastors in Lethbridge for this. God bless him, Bill Roycroft, who was the most unique version of a prophetic speaking minister that I have ever met. And when Bill would teach about speaking prophetically, these are the kind of things he would say to those of us who were yearning to learn what it might be to speak prophetically in the church today. So I'm not going to read these word for word, but the definition for prophetic words that we're going to talk about here are quickened words from God. God takes a scripture and quickens it in your heart so that you might speak it to someone else. So we're not talking about going to a mountaintop and chanting and reading your Bible and waiting for God to strike with lightning and speak some magical word for you and you come from the mountaintop. Really, what I'm saying here and encouraging us to do is, as part of reading our Bibles, as part of reading the scriptures, as part of living in the God story, there might be something that is given to us as a word that then gets quickened in our heart, and then we might share it with one another. Again, I'm not going to go through this word for word. This is a take-home educational piece for you. But at the heart of it is saying, can we live in the world of our scriptures? Allow God to speak to us, and then might we speak to one another. On the right-hand side of that insert, where do we start? Maybe it's simply setting aside time to be in the Word. And maybe you wonder, well, what scripture should I go to? How should I do this? Whatever scripture God's calling you to do. And in your bulletin today, I included four passages from new members that we heard just last week. So if you're in doubt of where to go for scriptures in these days, why don't we even start with some scriptures that were shared with us by our new members? Maybe spending time in Isaiah 43 or Matthew 7 or 1 and 2 Corinthians and dwelling in these words and allowing God to speak to us so that God might quicken these words in us and speak to one another. How do we stay the course? We stay in scriptures. We keep our hearts clear. We remember that God is gracious. We be ourselves. We're going to make mistakes. Unlike Samuel, who had a 100% prophetic word record, we might make mistakes. So stay humble. Some words of wisdom. Be available. Tune up the song of the Spirit for people. And this reality that we can all encourage others. So listen. And maybe it's, you know, maybe you don't get this grand prophetic word, but maybe it's as simply as saying, well, if God is love, why don't I just tell someone that I love them, or that God loves them, or that God cares for you, or God names you as a beloved son or a beloved daughter. Maybe it's as simple as that. So since none of us have ever spoken prophetically, let's experiment really quick here. In your yellow insert, that's just a piece of paper to help you maybe get started this week, where you might just jot down something that you feel like God has even been impressing on your heart over the past few days or the past few weeks. So maybe pause this week, or maybe even during when Gerald is playing during the offertory today, you might pause and maybe there's a gentle word that comes upon your heart. Maybe it's a word, a phrase of God saying, my beloved, or maybe it's a scripture that you've known for years that just gets renewed and re-quickened in your heart. Jot that down today so that you might have it to share as a quickened word to someone this week. And I want us to put this into practice. So if you are younger than 33, I want you to be like a Samuel for us, even in the few minutes that we have together today. If you are under 33 years old, and I pick that because Jesus was 33 when he finished his earthly ministry. If you are under 33, I would like you to either jot something down and tear that tab off and put it in the offering plate later so that we can read it as ministry staff and church council, and we'll tabulate some of these for next week's bulletin. But if you feel like you could even speak a word to us old, going blind Elis, all of us over 33 years who are unable to hear that fresh, quickened word, would you speak to us some prophetic word? And be gentle with us. Be gentle. Be encouraging. But speak on behalf of God to us. Maybe it's something that you believe for our church. Maybe it's an encouraging word that you want to say to our church. Maybe it's something that you've read in Scripture that you want to echo to us as the people of God, as these old Elis and Eliettes who are growing dim in our understanding of hearing God. I'm going to give you just 30 seconds to think, 33 and under generation. I know it's asking a lot, but 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Gerald, can I ask you to play Open Our Eyes, Lord, on the piano? Just to kind of give us some background music so that we're not awkwardly staring at each other. I think it's number 491. Let's all participate in this, allowing God to open our eyes, open our hearts for just 90 seconds or so, You might jot something down, and then we'll see if the 33 and under generation wants to speak. Jeremy has a mic up in the balcony. If there's any 33 and unders who want to speak from the balcony, just if there's one, two, or three that might speak.
I just think that the generation before us has done a really good job at laying a foundation as far as being a Christian and living out life as a Christian. And I think it's made it easier for my generation, the under 33, to continue that. So that's kind of what I'm seeing.